Dairy farming doesn't bring in the money it used to in Northeast Pennsylvania. So to make ends meet, farmer Brian Smith is also a school bus driver and a county commissioner. A few years ago, Smith leased his land to a gas company for $300,000, hoping to get some relief for his family of eight.
You know, you start thinking as you turn 50 years old, if something happens to me, how are these kids going to pay $300,000 to pay off the debt that's on this farm?
But because of the ongoing stalemate at the five-member Delaware River Basin Commission, or DRBC, there hasn't been any natural gas drilling on his land. Smith blames the delay on the influence of people living more than 100 miles away in Philadelphia and New York City.
It's a popular side of the argument to say we want clean water. It's not a popular side of the argument to say we also need to have energy and we also need to move forward with some production in natural gas.
It's helped create a national movement. It's wakened people in two of the most activist regions in the country.
Jeff Tittle is with the New Jersey Sierra Club, one of many environmental groups lobbying to keep the moratorium on drilling. That's because the Delaware River and its tributaries provide fresh drinking water for about 15 million people in the four states that make up the watershed. Environmentalists like Tittle worry the heavy industrial activity that comes with natural gas development will ruin the water supply. So he's always got his finger to the wind.
Our biggest hope will be that Pennsylvania gets a new governor and we can hold things out until that new governor's in office and we can buy some time to either keep the moratorium going or to get regulations that will be strict enough to make sure that if fracking happens that it's not going to have the devastating impact.
For the last 2 years, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett has been the commission's only very vocal yes vote. The other commissioners, the governors of New Jersey, New York, and Delaware, plus a federal representative, haven't taken a final stand.
My name is Peter Kostmeyer, and I'm from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, but live here in New York City now.
Kostmeyer has been around the politics of water for a long time. He now works as a CEO for a nonprofit in New York City, but was Bucks County's congressman for 7 terms. A former EPA administrator, he was also part of the fight in the 70s to include the Delaware in the National Wild and Scenic River System. Kostmeyer says if the governor split along party lines, 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats, the Obama administration may have to break the tie. So far, the president has seemed reluctant to do that. Obama supports natural gas development to bring down greenhouse gas emissions. But he's also needed the political support of environmentalists who want to limit the use of fossil fuels.
He may say, look, I know environmentalists are opposed to this, but it's an important piece of our alternative energy project. And if we're going to reduce the amount of oil we're bringing into this country, we've got to find some alternatives. We can't say no to everything.
In the meantime, Pennsylvania is advocating for natural gas development. Governor Corbett's energy executive, Patrick Henderson, notes Pennsylvania is the only state on the commission to have experience with active drilling. Henderson says the Corbett team has shown how it can be done safely.
There's a very compelling argument to make that even though there was a comfort level, which we thought was there in late 2011, we've again done nothing but strengthen environmental standards here in Pennsylvania.
Not everyone is convinced. If drilling gets approved in the Delaware watershed, the first rigs will be in Pennsylvania. So the other 3 states need to be confident that drilling won't compromise water quality for their residents. The commissioners are still hashing out which regulatory tasks will be handled by the DRBC and which by the states. For example, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection has more experience regulating well casings. But will other states be comfortable with the way Pennsylvania does that? As the debate continues, Pennsylvania is getting impatient. Over the summer, U.S. Senator Pat Toomey and Governor Corbett vented frustration in letters to the DRBC. A group of landowners in Wayne County have threatened to sue the commission over the delay. Delaware Secretary of Environment and Energy Colin O'Mara says it's not a political standoff. The commissioners just want to get it right.
Our belief is that there are best practices that you can really reduce the risks and the potential impacts and still have access to a lower cost and lower emission source of energy.
DRBC spokesman Clark Rupert says since it was founded in 1961, the commission's goal has been to get the 4 states to see the big picture. Watersheds, Rupert says, don't have political boundaries.
With a watershed concept, everything is connected. So actions that take place in the upper watershed can have an impact on those who live downstream.
Former Congressman Peter Kostmeyer says that's true.
But where he's wrong is there politics is always here. Politics is a part of this process, and there's no point in trying to take it out. You have to make it work for you.
If the DRBC does approve rules for natural gas drilling in the Delaware River watershed, that doesn't mean the other three states will be forced to allow it within their borders. But the draft DRBC rules would add another layer of red tape than in other parts of Pennsylvania where drilling is going on. Dairy farmer Brian Smith says Wayne County may have already missed out on the natural gas boom.
If, and I hope they do, have a positive vote to move forward with regulations that would allow it here, I can see that happening again sometime in the future. But again, I don't think they're going to move right in and say, we'll start drilling tomorrow.
That's why Pennsylvania wants the DRBC to get a move on, and why others are happy to let the stalemate linger. Katie Colinari, State Impact, Pennsylvania.